rock broke in two, and water gushed forth in a river, and flowed down to the city below. Far to the east, in the darkness of Meloria, maimed Torak started up from his bed as a chill coursed through his heart. Again the fox laughed. Then it ran away, but stopped to look back. Riva saw that it was a fox no longer, but the great silver wolf form of Belgarath. Riva had the sword placed upon the face of the black rock wall that stood at the back of his throne, with its blade downward, so that the orb at its pommel stood at the highest point, and the sword cleaved itself to the rock. None but Riva could take it down. As the years passed, men saw that the orb burned with a cold fire when Riva sat upon the throne, and when he took down the sword and raised it, it became a great tongue of blue flame. In the early spring of the year after the sword was forged, a small boat came across the dark waters of the Sea of the Winds, moving without oars or sails. Alone within the boat was the fairest maid in all the world. Her name was Beldaran, beloved daughter of Belgarath, and she had come to be a wife to Riva. And Riva's heart melted with love for her, as had been ordained from the beginning of time. In the year that followed the wedding of Beldaran to Riva, a son was born to them upon Eristide, and upon the right hand of the son of Riva was the mark of the orb,